Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
When we think about fasting, we usually think about going without food. There are actually many different forms of fasting. The Lenten fast is meant to remind us of the suffering Jesus did. He fasted for 40 days preparing for his ministry, and we set aside earthly pleasures like certain foods or habits so that we can focus more deeply on God. One of the most common types of fast is a partial fast, where we give up certain foods for a time. For example, some avoid meat during Lent. Back in the day, that meant no beef, no pork, no chicken. Of course, if you're a vegetarian, giving up meat isn't much of a sacrifice, right? Some might fast by skipping a meal every day. This imitates Jesus' 40-day fast, where he ate nothing at all. I tried that years ago. It was a big mistake. It didn't take me long before I started getting lightheaded. It really made me appreciate how difficult those days in the desert must have been for Jesus. But there are other ways to fast. Some people give up screen time, social media, chocolate, or even things like negative talk or gossip. The idea isn't to torture ourselves, but to intentionally create a space to grow closer to God. We fast from temporary things so that we can feast on more important eternal things. As Jesus told his disciples, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." But why fast? For starters, it teaches us self-control. Proverbs says that he who has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down. When we practice fasting, it strengthens our willpower muscle to resist temptations. Fasting also helps us to identify false hungers. We live in a consumer culture that constantly tells us that we need more stuff and more pleasure now. Fasting cuts through all that noise so we can separate temporary cravings from deeper spiritual hungers in our soul. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They shall be satisfied." Righteousness there is talking about a relationship with God. Fasting helps us to seek that relationship with God instead of the trivial stuff. Also, fasting and prayer go hand in hand. By saying no to distractions like certain foods or entertainment, we create more time and mental space to say yes to God's presence. Several verses in the Bible link fasting with prayer, like God answering when we humble ourselves and pray. Fasting also shows grief and repentance in a way that touches God's heart, I think. For example, when Nehemiah heard that Jerusalem was still in ruins with its walls burned, he wept and mourned and fasted and prayed for days, and God answered. The king let Nehemiah return to Jerusalem to rebuild it, and he provided him supplies. But in the end, Lenten fasting looks ahead to Good Friday and to the cross. When facing betrayal and death, Jesus resolutely set his face like flint, knowing that his suffering would redeem mankind. We deny ourselves of something, remembering the sacrifice of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Temporary cravings can remind us of eternal blessings that come at great cost because God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. So fasting up close and personal sometimes feels uncomfortable and inconvenient. But those hunger pangs during fasting can be powerful. They can direct our hope to feasting eternally with God when every pain will be gone forever. C.S. Lewis wrote about suffering. "God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world." Friends, our time today is almost over. Before we wrap up, I just want to ask, what's one key lesson you're taking from our conversation about fasting? I hope you're feeling led to incorporate some form of giving something up during your Lenten journey this year. Whatever you decide, may your fasting, or if you don't fast, may this Lenten season draw you closer to the loving heart of Jesus who deeply understands struggle and self-denial. Let's continue to support one another in whatever we face in the days ahead. Just like Jesus overcame his 40 days of extreme desert fasting, may we too feast on divine truth that fills what food or other pleasures can't. The word of the Lord endures, and the things of God endure forever and ever. Thank you for joining me today. God bless you, friends. Have a good day and a blessed week.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.